it's really timely because it's the pause at the moment. So it's 2-0 for Germany. Well, first of all, I would also like to thank all the people who have been doing this conference, organizing this conference, and in particular Jamie, who is always so inspiring people, and it is really easy to draw conclusions and to get back home and have a lot of ideas how to continue this after such a conference. The problem really is there's so many ideas afterwards that it is very difficult to find the time for doing it. I come back to that later on. What I would really like to do, first of all, is going back to the first panel which had the title Setting the Context. And since I'm a European lobbyist, I will mainly talk about what's happening in Europe at the moment. And I will go through it very, very quickly. You can always ask me later on by email or so if you want to hear more about it. There is the report on the implementation of the Copyright Directive, the review of the Copyright Directive ongoing at the moment. There is the levies discussion ongoing at the moment. There will be the recast of the IP law ongoing. There is, at the moment, 4 studies undertaken by the Commission, by the European Commission, on the specificities we are talking here about, like the term duration, the economic reasoning of term duration, like the convergence obstacles to put content online, difficulties in increasing consumer confidence in the digital environment. There is an initiative report in the European Parliament on consumer rights in the digital environment. There has been last week a 2-day closed meeting with collecting societies and the Commission on this subject matter. And most importantly for us at the moment, I believe, is a conference which will be held under the Finnish presidency on the 13th and 14th of July, which is called Content Online. There is other things going on European level which might be important for us, like a group of people talking about free media in the on-demand world, which is, for example, the public broadcasters like BBC, but also telecom operators and libraries, and eventually there is some synergies we can use. Obviously, apart from all these things which are ongoing in Europe, there is all these things ongoing on a national level, like what we heard about in France. In Sweden, they have publicly discussed again a global license. There is a lot of complaints from consumer organizations against contracts, online contracts, and so on and so forth. Some countries are still negotiating the implementation of the Copyright Directive, and obviously we also have the global discussions like the Broadcast Treaty. So there is a huge amount of different things ongoing at the same time, and we have heard over those. Huh? And but we have heard many great solutions or propositions of solutions to all these challenges in the online world during those 2 days. And I do believe that one of the most important issues we have to address here is to channel the voices we have heard here to find the right target, to find those people in the policy decision makers who would actually hear what we have to say. So I was wondering whether, for example, Christian Paul, who has been discussing here what happens on the national basis, has actually made this heard on a European level, or whether what we heard from Peter Jenner has been, this was input to the studies undertaking in the Commission on obstacles to get content online, etc. So I think we can be more effective if we really find the voices and the targets.
Okay,
One thing, and I agree entirely what was said in the channel, in the panel before, by Nick, is that it is a tremendous step forward that consumers and creative people talk to each other. And I would like to refer to Article 152 of the European Treaty, which talks about the legal and economic interests of consumers. We have rights on health and safety, legal and economic interests,